13 10 60 right now. What we're looking for from you is your iPod memories, because oh my gosh, it's over. The dream is over after 21 years. Apple has said that they are going to discontinue making iPods. This has come straight off the back of, in the last 6 months, they've said that Sony is going to stop making Walkmans.
No.
Sorry, were they making new iPods?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
This
That's
whole
more
time.
Surprising than the Walkman.
Not to the Walkman.
Walkman's nostalgic.
The Walkman, yeah, there will always be someone who will refuse to download an iTunes account.
Yeah.
I get that person.
Yeah.
But I didn't know they were still actually making new iPods since the iPhone kind of has eclipsed everything.
Yeah, they kind of look like an iPhone.
Okay.
It almost is.
Yeah, they're just really thin, right?
Yeah, quite thin. Yeah. It's about the same size as an iPhone. It's a touch screen.
Have they gone with the touch? Oh, see, that was the best part, the wheel.
I know, the wheel was great, but the wheel and the buttons on the first one, I had a first generation iPod, had a wheel and buttons, and then it just became the wheel, and the button was the wheel.
Oh,
the
my.
The button was the wheel!
That was amazing.
Wasn't it revolutionary when the iPod came out and everyone had one?
I know. I still remember Claire Delaney was like one of my friends at school, and she ripped it out for the first time.
Oh,
and
God.
We're all going, oh, wow. She was an early adopter.
Oh, yeah.
From way back. But yeah, it was such a jealousy-inducing thing. You go home being like, Mom, please.
Yeah.
Christmas is too far away. Can I just have one?
And then you're like, what about the investment that I had in CD books?
I know.
You know, the whole booklet of CDs.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
The slips of CDs.
We know how Nick catalogues.
Yeah.
You know, in the present day.
Yeah.
Imagine his cataloguing of CDs and tapes.
Oh, man.
How many books do you reckon
you know when you had to
with?
Used to record on a tape from the radio to get your favourite song?
Yep.
Gilly would have done hours and hours on that.
Do you know he used to make mixtapes for people, like actual mixtapes? And the cataloguing was really annoying in the books because you get a new CD and they've been alphabetized, has to slot somewhere in the middle, then you need to move each one back one spot in the book.
Geez.
Oh, my God, you're right.
You'd hate to see my folders. You know, I'd be that guy with different CDs and different covers and stuff.
No.
I doubt you had covers.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, you're just flinging discs around.
I was a big disc
If you do
player.
Have a cover, there's three discs in there.
Yeah.
If I opened your glove box today, I bet you I'd find three CDs.
Yeah, I've still got some CDs in my old car. And one CD in my...
It's not January Choir, is it? that is Nick's band, for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, we haven't released anything yet. But we do want to do iPod memories, because I think my most vivid memory of iPods is that the way that it catalogued artists and songs was case sensitive.
Yes.
So if you did say like the kid Leroy in real terms is all capitalized, the word Leroy. But if you did the kid Leroy with that capitalized and then another version with it not capitalized and then another version with no caps anywhere, that'd be three different artists in your iPod.
Yeah, God forbid you spelt something wrong or you left off the "the".
Yeah, or just put a space after it or a dot somewhere. And sometimes you would have up to like 10 artists of the same artist, sometimes with the same song in there, sometimes they're just all different songs.
Yes, Ducker, I'll forgive you if you want to call me Nick Gill after you hear this story, but back in the day I used to charge my friends, I think I charged like $10.
Okay.
They would hand over their iPods and I would take it home, sync it, get their iTunes accounts up and fix all mistakes like that to try and help recatalog.
What?
It was my first like side hustle because everyone used to complain about this. Oh, you can't actually find the right one because it's all scattered everywhere. Yeah. And I was like, for $10, I'll go home and fix it all up for you. So I
That's the most
out.
Nick Gill thing I've ever heard
Isn't
you say.
Isn't it so Nick Gill? That's why I related to him so hard sometimes. I'm like, oh, I can't judge him sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, yes, I would. That's probably my most vivid iPod memory. It's my first sort of side hustle job.
Yeah.
Harriet, notice, I'm sorry. This is my proudest parent moment ever.
Fixing up other people's iTunes accounts so their iPods flowed nicely.
Oh, I had the iPod Nano.
Oh, yeah.
The black one with the screen, and it was the first one you could watch things on.
Oh, wow.
And I remember it was a tiny little screen. I remember sitting on a bus, headphone each, on the way to school, watching a movie with a friend on the little iPod Nano screen, just because you thought it was so cool, just because you could.
Yes,
it was so
revolutionary. That window would be, what, 3 centimetres by 3 centimetres?
It was tiny. You couldn't see anything, but you're like, this is awesome.
I'm so cool.
And the sharing of headphones on the bus and stuff like that.
Yep. Take a bite each.
Yeah.
And you get the headphone splitters. You can get 4 people in.
Oh, that was
God,
a wild bus
splitters.
Ride. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
And everyone would always have it too loud.
The youth of today will never know.
They'll never get
it. Or they'll become really expensive and like a really trendy fashion item. Like, I've got an iPod.
Yeah, well, Alex is saying her dad still uses his iPod Shuffle.
The little teal one. Oh. I think it's I had to burn all his CDs, which is like at least 50, and do it all for him.
Of course, to load it on.
Yeah. Okay, so 13, 10, 60. What's your iPod memory?
In memory of the iPod.
Yeah, let's cherish its memory.